man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Welcome to the show, folks. This is your Country Folks Surviving up here in North Dakota. James Kelso, I'm your host for the next hour, 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And this is the Trump Phenomenon radio show, eagerly anticipating in 24 hours a really important event, which will be the laugher, the clown car debate, taking place in Milwaukee, Wisconsin tomorrow night. Eight people have been certified. I don't know if there is a late entrant or not. The jockeys are lining up, getting ready to put their horses into the gate, and it will be funny as hell tomorrow night. Everybody but Donald Trump will be there, and there'll be a lot of good laughs tomorrow night. I don't know what the exact time, the kickoff time. I'm sure it's been set, so I should look it up during a break here and see when it will. They'll undoubtedly keep it on schedule. So if it's right during our show, we'll be able to listen to the timeless words of, let's say, Krispy Kreme Christie, or the bloviations of Ron DeSanctimonious. It's going to be really something. It's going to be interesting to see what the strategy, you know, can you imagine the advisors, the spin doctors working for each of these candidates, you know, and of course they're burning through hundreds of millions of dollars, which is money that should be expended in trying to save America by backing the Save America candidate, Donald Trump. No, they're burning through the money because their egos are so bloated. They don't give a rat's ass about America. They care about Ron DeSanctimonious and Krispy Kreme Christie and Mike Pence. That's what they care about. And so it'll be interesting to imagine what are their spin doctors, their advisors, their consultants, what are they advising them to do? What is their strategy going in? They're going to be questioned by Bret Baier and Martha McCallum of Fox News, and two names and people you recognize. There's a mixed motive here. One for us, we want to keep their numbers as low as possible, so we don't want to tune in and in some way inflate the appearance of a listening audience. We're there to laugh, to yuck it up, but I'm going to listen, and well, it depends on whether it's right during the show, and I will be listening if it's right during the show. But Donald Trump will air. Apparently, he did an interview with Tucker Carlson, and that will be airing simultaneously. I don't know where it will be airing. Hopefully, in many places. And the it'll be interesting doing the post mortem on the debate after the smoke clears. What will the terrain look like? Will there be grill marks on the bloated body of Christie? Who knows? Who's going to get roasted? Who who will damage whom? One thing we can kind of anticipate, Vivek Ramaswamy, he's a Trump supporter. He admires Donald Trump. Donald Trump praises Vivek Ramaswamy. So he will undoubtedly, we can anticipate, it would be a kamikaze thing for Ramaswamy to knock Trump tomorrow night. He's not going to do that. So he's going to say Donald Trump was a great president. He did great things. What his rationale would be for why I should fill the job rather than the orange man himself, I don't know what he'll come up with there. The smartest thing he could say would be, I can't think of a good reason why I should be there instead of Donald Trump. And then the follow-on question is, well, then why are you running? He should answer something like, well, you know, I'm thinking about it. Maybe I don't have a good enough reason to run. Maybe my reason to run is just to be in a debate like this where I can say Donald Trump did a great thing and he's a great candidate. He would score a lot of points by saying that. But I haven't been hired as a consultant by his or any other campaign. But then what will the others do? Let's put Vivek Ramaswamy off to the side. He is sui generis. He is unique. He is an island unto himself. Among the others, what will they do? What will Mike Pence, what will his tack be? Will he... doesn't that look awfully disloyal? Doesn't that look awfully treasonous, traitorous, and cowardly for him to try to bash Donald Trump? But I think he will. I think he will bash Donald Trump. One of the lines that constantly comes out of Mike Pence's mouth is, plays fast and loose with the Constitution should be president of the United States. You know, implying that Donald Trump was playing fast and loose with the Constitution or, you know, whatever, something to that effect. He'll probably bloviate something like that. What else would Mike Pence say? He'll probably try to take credit. He'll say, we, referring to the Trump administration, we accomplished a lot of things. A lot of good was accomplished by us. So he'll try to have talk out of both sides of his mouth, bashing Trump and then praising his accomplishments. Who else would Asa Hutchinson? What a zero he is. And Doug Burgum, he's a zero. What else have we got in there? Well, what will DeSanctimonious say? That's a very interesting question. The scuttlebutt is that he will say a few nice things about Donald Trump. That's just the scuttlebutt that's out there, apparently from some leaked debate prep notes. Somebody leaked something out about his debate preparation. So he might try the new tactic of not saying things, bitter things about Donald Trump. We'll see what happens. Whatever it is, I can guarantee you this. Ron DeSanctimonious is such a bad debater and such a bad speaker and such a unlikable guy. He's going to be a mess. And he'll be all over the place. Let me find my list here of the participants. Now, of course, one thing we will see from there are eight people. I'm exempting Vivek Ramaswamy. I don't think he's going to. I don't think Ramaswamy limbos, but all the rest of them, I think they do limbo. And oops, that was me. God. I leap to my volume control and turn it the wrong way. Oh, that's great. Oh, man. Okay. Yeah. Now, I think the other seven are going under the limbo stick. How how low?
Limbo lower now. Limbo lower now. How low can you go? First you spread the limbo beat, then you move the limbo beat. Limbo ankle, limbo knee, bend back like a limbo tree.
Okay, so I think they'll all be doing the limbo rock. I'll give you a little, I mean, just a sad tidbit about, you know, the singer there. Some of you may remember back in the 60s, that was Chubby Checker. And he was born, his birth name is, he was born in, where was he born? In South Carolina, named Ernest Evans. So Evans is his last name. Well, here's the sad, you know, hey, I'm liking the song Limbo Rock, and I'm liking using the limbo stick theme for the Rhinos. And I didn't know anything about Chubby Checker, pretty much. Then I just was looking up his bio and so on, and you know, you always have this dread. You always have this dread. There's a black guy who achieves a lot of wealth and fame. And then you get to, you know, his marriage. You look at that. You know, there's always that dread. Okay, well, yeah, that surfaced. Yep, that surfaced. He married in 1964. He married Katerina Johanna Loders. Yes, that is, who is a Dutch model, a Dutch beauty. In fact, not only is she a beauty, he married her in 1963. She had just won the 1962 Miss World contest. Now, let me ask you, did Miss Katerina Johanna Loders, Lodders, did she have her pick of guys in the world? Could she have married any guy, any eligible guy in the world? And of course, the answer is yes. She wasn't just Miss World. She had placed third in Miss International that year, third in Miss Europe, and she was the winner of Miss Benelux, Benelux being Belgium, Netherlands, and Luxembourg, those three little nations all together. So she'd won two beauty contests in 62, and so out of all the billions of guys on Earth, to be the father of her children, and they have a bunch of children, and they're still married. Now, that's kind of surprising. That usually doesn't happen. They're still married. I don't know whether the adverb happily fits in there, but they're still married, and they have children. There she is. There's the rest of the story on, before we get carried away with thinking I'm a Chubby Checker groupie. I'm not a Chubby Checker groupie. not now. He picked off Miss World. Miss World. Which means, what does that mean? Some deserving member of my group got blocked. He got taken out of the picture there. He didn't get a chance to marry Miss World or father her children. But that's, you know, that goes to another theme of this show is, do we have the will to survive? And I want to kind of keep it, kind of lower the temperature just a little bit, because one thing I'm learning is that my kids have to survive in this world that we're bequeathing them. And I don't want to, I want to lower the temperature for them a little bit so that they, maybe that their strategy in the coming world is one of survival and not really much of triumph or victory. We may have blocked them out of that. We may have blown that. That ship may have already sailed. So it may be that our kids and our descendants may have to think kind of like, you know, Hutterites and Mennonites and Amish surviving on farms. kind of living outside the system, or it's not, of course, all analogies break down, but I'm just trying to think, what's the world going to be like in 50 years? If what we have for a will to survive is a whole bunch of Katerina Johanna Loders who say yes when Ernest Evans says, "Will you marry me?" And that they're both 81 now. Miss World, 62, she's 81. Chubby Checker's 81. And so there you go. There's the rest. You know, as Paul Harvey used to say, there, and now the rest of the story on Chubby. And to fill it in a little bit, the will to survive. You know, what is the will to survive? I want, again, lowering the temperature a little bit and kind of making it like, well, what is it? What is the will to survive? What would be essential components of the will to survive? Well, you break it down to the bare essentials. What would survival mean to Mother Nature, to our ancestors? What is survival? Well, survival is, I've talked about my family tree here in this show all too often. My family tree is, you know, thousands and thousands of people, all of whom look just like me, the boys and the girls, they look just like me. They probably were thinking and inclined just as I am. They had my nature. They gave me their nature. And it's an unbroken chain. I've searched in my family tree. You can look it up on Ancestry.com. At least 60,000 people in my family tree. I haven't found one person who's not one of us. I haven't found anything in there. Not one single person who's not just like me. So for all those thousands of generations, hundreds that are in my family tree, hundreds of generations, our ancestors had some kind of discipline, maybe they didn't though. You know, maybe living in the Hebrides Islands in Scotland, maybe it wasn't discipline that caused them to marry each other. Maybe it was that they were all alone in the islands of the Hebrides, and they didn't have United Airlines, and they didn't have cruise vessels. And Chubby Checker met Miss World, Miss Loders. He met her in Manila. I don't know why they were both in Manila, but they obviously didn't swim. So that's something that's changed, isn't it? We can fly around. One of the things that happened, one of the catastrophes that happened to our people is inflicted upon ourselves is modern transportation. We invented it. We invented the internal combustion engine. We invented the automobile. We invented the propeller aircraft. We invented the jet aircraft. We invented the cruise ship. We invented all of it. We built all of it. We propagated all of it. We spread it around the world. We shared it with the world. And then, lo and behold, well, Miss World flies to Manila, and Chubby Checker flies to Manila, and they met each other there in Manila. And then, but Miss World, well, we'll talk about her in just a moment. Very pretty girl. We'll talk about her in just a moment.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John. Big bad Donald John Trump, that is. And now to give you a little bit more encouragement, I didn't mean to bum you out with Ernest Evans, a.k.a. Chubby Checker, and the silly Katerina Johanna Loders. But, you know, it's silly. I mean, what was she thinking? She had her pick. There were at least a billion eligible guys in the world that if she called them up and said, hey, I miss World 1962 and I'm lonely here. You want to go to a movie? What guy in his right mind was available would have said, and many who weren't available would have not said, yes, I am available, Katerina. and of course, being Miss World, not only was she beautiful, young, and rich. I mean, come on. Of course, she knew all of that. She had her pick. So this is not what Donald Trump had in mind when he said, the question is, do we have the will to survive or the will to defend Western civilization? But you see, by what is the principle, most important way that you or I can defend Western civilization? Is it by I've never fired a gun at anybody. But I've done a lot to defend Western civilization. You defend Western civilization, your most important contribution, the one that Mother Nature built into you and intended, is have children. Have children that look like you, that are you. Hey, how about that? And then the guy that you marry, the way that you make sure they look like you is you marry the guy, this is talking to Katerina now, You marry the guy who looks like you. And he looks like you because he's your cousin, in effect. He's got all your genes. He's from the same, she's from the Dutch town of Harlem with two A's. And the Harlem in New York actually got its name from the Dutch who built New Amsterdam. And lots of names like Hoboken and Harlem and actually were left there by the Dutch. By my ancestors. So now here's an example, just to listen to this song for a second. This is a different man. This is Alan Jackson. Now, he did that. He did all those things. He's got beautiful children with a beautiful wife that he's been married to a long time. And he fulfilled Mother Nature's plan for him.
I don't know about that accent, son. Just where did you come from? I said, where I come from. It's cornbread and chicken. Where I come from. A lot of front porch sitting. Where I come from. Trying to make a living. Working hard to get to heaven.
Where I come from. Where do you come from?
South of Detroit City. Pulled in this country kitchen. Try their brand of barbecues, I'd say finger licking. I paid the tab and the lady asked me how'd I like my biscuit. I'll be honest with you, ma'am, it ain't like mama fixed it. Cause where I come from, it's cornbread and chicken.
Yeah, where I come from. And, you know, that innate common sense that Alan Jackson is singing about there, that's what could have, would have, should have kept our people alive. Is you don't have to do a whole lot. You just have to, it's cornbread and chicken. You just have to, you know, Katerina, you could have found an Alan Jackson. He would have said yes. but do we have the common sense to do that? You know, it's an open question. It pains me the most. It's the hardest question, because when we were living in the Hebrides Islands, you know, 1,000 years ago, speaking Gaelic as Donald Trump's mother did at birth or in her childhood, we were, Mother Nature fitted us out to do all kinds of survival things, but it didn't prepare us for jet airplanes, cruise ships, and interstate highways and autobahns. It didn't prepare us for that. It didn't prepare us for a whole bunch of people who aren't part of our tribe coming into our town and then, like Chubby Checker, making marriage proposals to our prettiest girls. Mother Nature didn't get Katerina Johanna Loders ready for that. She clearly wasn't. She didn't handle it. She said yes. And that was the end of thousands of generations of her people. It's one of those things that's irrevocable. It's like jumping off a 50-story building. You can't fix that. You finished it. As soon as you stepped off the ledge, that's it. It was over. And so she stepped off the ledge and she ended her genetic line permanently, forever, completely, totally. And all those thousands of people in her family tree, and of course you all have a family tree just as big as mine. We all have the same giant family tree. All those people, what did they live for? Where they come from? Where it was cornbread and chicken. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Antelope Hill Publishing is America's leading publisher of dissident books, bringing you a wide variety of new translations and original works on every subject, from the funding behind the transgender movement to firsthand memoirs of World War II previously inaccessible to English-speaking audiences. We publish books that mainstream publishers won't touch, full of information that challenges the political status quo. Whether you count yourself as a political dissident, student of history, connoisseur of philosophy, or enthusiast of exciting and thought-provoking fiction, you owe it to yourself to check out our catalog. With exclusive offerings like The Transgender Industrial Complex, Solzhenitsyn and the Right, The Open Society Playbook, Opioids for the Masses, and many more, there's something for everyone, and new titles are added every month. Check out our catalog today at antelopehillpublishing.com and use code RBN Readers 2023 for 10% off your order. That's RBN Readers 2023. At antelopehillpublishing.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Used to be Andy and Barney Fife. Now a tired Stern and a brothel life. Too much crap drive the world insane. Everybody singing the jailhouse blues. Don't believe a word of the evening news. Truth stood for years down the drain. Trailer parks with the building cold. Cul-de-sacs in the country road.
There you go. Sing it, Merle. And there's an example. There's like Alan Jackson. Merle is a white boy looking for a place to do his thing. And boy, do we need Merle now. And I like what he just sang there. What a songwriter he was. Too much crap can drive the world insane. Too much crap can drive the world insane. And that's one thing we're getting, is we're getting too much crap. And it can drive us all nuts. So when I say lower the temperature a little bit, you got to preserve your sanity. You can't go, you know, berserk. And you got to live with the world, you know, the world we've been dealt and that we're dealing our children. They're going to have to deal with it. So I'm thinking in those terms now in my golden years. I'm 75. So, the I'll give you another example of some music where the, you know, these, my favorite music in the world, I as much as I love Merle Haggard, even higher in my constellation of music, even above things like Beethoven, who is one of my gods, is I'm going to play you some Bavarian music here in a second, some Tyrolean music, some Austrian music. Up in those mountains of the Tyrol and Austria and Bavaria, the people there who are Donald Trump's ancestors, the Trump name is German, and that side of his family is all German. His mother's side, to which I am a cousin, is all Scottish. The McLeods. I'm a McLeod. His mother was a McLeod. And that, you know, that Scottish music, all that ancient music, the bagpipe music, oh, sends chills down your spine. It's so wonderful. But listen to this for a moment. That German music that Donald Trump's ancestors created. This is what it sounds like. You've just been transported to heaven. Most beautiful girls you'll ever see.
Die ganze Schwarz und Braun, die sind so lieb und schön.
Doesn't matter, you can't understand it. I have no idea. I just know I'm in love. Now, I hate to turn it down, because I'll tell you something, one of my guilty pleasures, you'll find me listening for hours to this Bavarian, Tyrolean, Austrian music. And this is the music of our people. It's just wonderful. They're all wearing their lederhosen and their folkish clothing. They're, you know, imbibing their Bavarian beer. And everyone's happy, and it's civilization, it's Western civilization. And this was a peak. What these young ladies on their violins, and all of these different groups and the music they created, it's a peak of our civilization. It never has been more beautiful. And if I could freeze time and freeze our civilization, I'd freeze it right there. In those costumes, with those instruments, that music, those beautiful braids in their hair, those beautiful smiles, those sparkling green and blue eyes. Oh my gosh, that was the peak. And I'll ask you a question. This thing. What is the most beautiful thing that ever existed in the history of the cosmos? What is the most beautiful thing that ever existed? It's us. It's our people. That is. How did we miss it? What's her name again? Katerina, Johanna, Loders, sweetheart. Didn't your parents tell you? Didn't you realize how beautiful your neighbors were in Harlem? Your Dutch neighbors? How could you miss it? So when this guy flies over to Manila with his hit record and says, I love you, marry me, your response is yes? No, wrong. You got the answer wrong on that one. And you achieved all this. How hard did you work to achieve Miss World? You know, anyway. So that's a discouraging answer. And this thing that I love, this music I just played for you, I don't think is it surviving? Really? Is it surviving the invasion of Europe? surviving the destruction of our culture? I don't even want to try to answer the question. Is that music surviving? Are there music festivals continuing? Are the kids getting raised and learning? Are those kids who are singing that song, are they raising their children to sing that song? I hope so. And maybe however much of an island we constitute as a people, this most beautiful thing in the whole history of the universe, I don't know how small a minority we will become, we've got to find a way to survive, to keep those kids going. It's not, Western civilization is not an idea. It's not, you know, I don't care how enthusiastic Chubby Checker becomes about Catherine Loders, he can't ever be her. He can't ever be her. He can't be her. He's who he is. Good for him. But how do we survive so that the next time Katharina Johanna Loders gets asked by a rock and roll star, she says no. Anyway, so let's go to the news. I don't know how I got on that. Oh my goodness, there's some good music right here. Dare I turn it up? There's some more good music from our civilization. This is Ennio Morricone, the brilliant Italian. And the Danish National Symphony. Echo. There's so much of our people in that movie, the good, the bad, and the ugly. And that was the soundtrack by Ennio Morricone, played by the Danish National Symphony. And, boy, did Clint Eastwood get it? He acted it beautifully, but did he understand what he represented in those movies he did? I don't know. Hollywood's a very corrupting place. So let's go to Donald Trump. I think Donald Trump did get it. I think he gets it about survival of the West. Oh, I do. I've got a caller. Okay. Oh, James. Thanks for coming in.
Yes. Guten Abend, meine Freunde. Have you been to Bavaria?
You know, my middle name, James, is a German name, Wallrath, Walrathe.
Have you been to Munich? Have you been to Munich?
You know, I went on a train through Munich, yes. I didn't stay. Oh. I didn't go to Munich. I was on my way from, oddly enough, from Katharina Loders, Netherlands, to Switzerland. And so the train went through Germany. But go ahead with your question. No, I haven't been to Munich. And I discovered all these things, you know, as a foolish, the truth about youth, it's wasted on the young. as a young man in Europe, hitchhiking all around Europe, and getting money from my parents in the mail, which would enable me to get on a train. I didn't know what was going on. And so it was wasted on me as young. So I didn't know to go. I could have gone up into those mountains and those valleys, those alpine valleys, and I could have looked for those beautiful singing groups.
You were kind of the Ernest Hemingway without the wandering writing type thing.
Yeah. My goodness. And of course, that Europe I was in, you know, this is hard to believe when you get old. I was in Europe in hitchhiking around as just a clueless youth, 18 years old, just 18.
How many that wars do you think are there in the last 2,000 years?
What's happened?
How many wars do you think in Europe and in that general area the last 2,000 years?
Oh, yeah. And of course, the insanity of it all, which another demonstration, right. Of course, that we as a people, we didn't get it. You know, we slaughtered ourselves. We slaughtered each other in all those wars. Over and over again. And, you know, World War One, just a complete slaughter of the finest, the best and finest slaughtered.
The machine gun was not a proven weapon. It was only, it wasn't really working. Don't worry, boys. The machine gun is not properly invented or something.
Well, you know, the young lads who stood up, you know, when the captain said, you know, charge, forward, men, who jumped up first and who jumped out of the trench? It was the hardest working, bravest, strongest. That one was the best. He got up first, and guess who took that first machine gun blast? It was him. And that happened over and over again, thousands of times. And who stayed in the trench and cowered in the trench and didn't get up? Well, you know, the worst.
My
the
grandfather
worst survived.
Was in the Austrian cavalry. My grandfather was in the Austrian cavalry. He used a machine gun on his horse. It was mounted on the horse. So there's like 20 or 30 of them, all with machine guns, riding through enemy camps, blasting them. For four years he did that. Got shot twice.
Yeah,
and figure that's in my DNA. Figure that's in my DNA, the memory.
Well, you know what you're saying goes directly to the question of our understanding, our will to survive, to live, to preserve, to defend Western civilization.
Right.
We, you know, Mother Nature gave us a certain hostility to invaders, you know, so that we would defend our family and defend our territory and so on. But then the modern state has, contorted that into these horrible slaughters like World War One, like even before that, total insanity, the Civil War, total insanity.
And there was Omaha Beach and Utah Beach and Ike Eisenhower, and it's all for freedom and et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, just complete insanity. And, you know, the American Civil War so perfectly epitomizes it, you know, that you know, where Alan Jackson's people came from, where he came from. Yeah. Those were great, wonderful American boys. And their cousins and their brothers were in the Union Army. And they were just slaughtering each other at Gettysburg and Antietam and Chickamauga. And the it was utterly insane. And, you know, I cringe every time I hear people compare Donald Trump as, you know, one of America's greatest presidents. And they invariably they list George Washington, Donald Trump, and Abraham Lincoln. Sorry. Abraham Lincoln was a complete whack job. And more than any other person. He is responsible for the more than 2/3 of a million young men. There were some women too, but some children. 2/3 of a million young men who were slaughtered Ukraine style in America, and that was at a time when America's total population was not even a third, much less than that. The whole American population. I'm just number out of the top of my head, maybe 30 million. So you'd have to take that number today, the 2/3 of a million, multiply it times 10, it'd be like 6 million dead people. And, you know, we did irreparable damage to our gene pool, to our morale. And World War II was a rerun of World War I, which is a rerun of the Civil War. Which was a rerun of Napoleon Bonaparte, you know, the insanity of marching the flower of France into Russia to be mutually slaughtered with the flower of, Tsarist Russia. You know, it was insane. And the, we've lacked common sense. We've lacked, you know, and there's this modern movement of people who are trying to preserve our species, our kind, our people. But maybe we're too little too late. So I haven't figured it out myself. I don't know what I'm kind of concerned that what will happen. This came up in an earlier show. Somebody asked me, "What's the why? Why is the world trying to destroy the white race?" And the answer is one word: envy. And the that's the answer. Is you have all these other peoples, they really don't like us. And not all of them, not all of them. The best of them really appreciate. I mean, obviously, Chubby Checker thought Katerina Johanna Loders was a bombshell. He really appreciated her, unfortunately. But let me see how we're doing here. We got one more segment coming up, so stick around, folks.
This man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big John.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, "I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you." Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we're back. And this is our last segment here. I'm on the air here with James in Vancouver. And somehow I'll just throw this in here because this is what I intended to talk about tonight, which is tomorrow night, which is going to be glorious. It's going to be wonderful. Donald Trump's German ancestors will be looking down from heaven, along with his Scottish ancestors will be looking down, and they'll be appreciating what's going on. It's it's so crucial to the future of our people, what happens to the Trump movement, the MAGA movement. And it's not as conscious as people in this audience. You know more what's going on in terms of our people actually surviving genetically. As Charles A. Lindbergh said, it's all about genetics. He said the most important, this is the actual quote, he said in one of his books, maybe his wartime journals, I'm not sure, but he said, the most important thing I taught my children, I think maybe he said the most important thing I did in my life was to teach my children the importance of genetics. Surprising, the guy that flew the Atlantic first, flew around the world, and on and on and on, headed the America First Committee, his number one accomplishment was teaching his children, in his view, the importance of genetics. And I don't know that he actually succeeded in that, because some of his children have done some silly things and written some silly things and repudiated some things in a very silly way that Charles A. Lindbergh, in his grave in Hawaii, where he was buried, you know, pine box in Hawaii, he just said, take my shoes off, put me in the box and bury me right away. And they did that. No embalming, none of that. And I have a listener to this show who actually visited Lindbergh's grave and called me from Hawaii, out in the end of the, it was called the Hana Highway, the most remote part of Hawaii. But anyway, James, you know, so you and our audience and so on, you know, very deep in the understanding of our survival, the will to survive.
Yeah.
But our own people.
Yeah.
The degree of ignorance of people like, and I hate to, you know, be too tough on her, Katerina Johanna Loders. You know, what was she thinking? And you know, and I'm not going to be, you know. I'm not going to, you know, I've done some really dumb things.
Well, Europeans can be very liberal at certain times. This is the whole thing. They can be very liberal, and then they can get themselves worked up depending on what kind of political movements are happening. So,
well, but
you know,
let's talk about
like
a non, yeah, how about a non-European? How about Barack Obama's white mother in Hawaii?
Yeah.
Speaking of Hawaii,
right?
What was she thinking when, and I don't think it was Barack Obama that impregnated her. I think it was Frank Davis, who was the head communist.
Right, because that was cool to do at that time. It was the early 60s, and I hear she was working for the CIA and living off the, you know, whatever, the government. So anyway, I'll
her dad was tracking Frank Davis for the FBI.
Well, you know, they were all involved.
You know, well, we opened a whole can of worms there, folks. And and for all you ladies out there, we have a lot of dumb guys, too. OK, we can match you dumb guy for dumb guy. Anyway, we'll see you tomorrow night. Who knows?
Hey,
we may be live.
Bye-bye.
Live with the debate tomorrow. You don't want to miss it. See you tomorrow.
Don't stop.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.